Okay, thank you. It's at the top of the hour. I propose that we start just to get the bit of the rules of engagement starting at on time. First of all, welcome to this first call of the drafting team. I just want to say I know that Kim is only on phone. Are there any other persons just on the phone? So Kim Davies, are there any other than Kim just on the phone, or is everybody in the rest of the Adobe room?
Bart, Kim Davies is the only one only on the phone bridge.
Okay, thank you. So then we are featured there as well. So we keep the record of the participants as those who are in the Adobe room, and with the addition of Kim. So so thanks for attending the first call. As you may have seen from the invite, the purpose of this one is effectively to draft the charter of the one or of the two working groups that will play a role in the future PDP. It is more or less assumed that the policy development processes will be run through the mechanism of a working group and not through task forces, because that's very, very cumbersome. Nobody has any experience with task forces, and the role of the community is very limited with task forces. So that's why the, say, working on the basis of working teams. The reason for starting with a drafting team is, and now I'm wearing my hat as an issue manager, is that I felt as issue manager uncomfortable in developing the scope of these two PDPs, because there is some background material from the redelegation working group at the time, but that was closed and finished in 2011. Time has evolved, and with respect to the review mechanism, there is hardly any work done to date by the CCTLD community. One of the things is it was excluded from the accountability discussions. So I felt as the issue manager uncomfortable in defining the scope, and hence the suggestion to the CCNSO Council to the community at the Hyderabad meeting to start working with a drafting team that will mainly, and that is my hope, will mainly focus on the scope of issues and possibly on the working methods for the future working groups. At this stage, I've been working as the issue manager on a straw man for the working group charters themselves. Hopefully by the end of this week I will share them with you. I've shared with you the presentation from I gave at the Hyderabad meeting together with Becky, and I've say the underlying background document on the issues pertaining to the review mechanism. So that's I'm working on an update of the background document issue on the issues pertaining to the retirement. Hopefully I will share that with you by the end of this week as well. So that's where I was at the onset of, the Hyderabad, and just afterwards, and at the onset of this drafting team. So going back, one of the tasks, in my view, that needs to happen is that this group, and I'm heading toward the second item on the agenda, is a nomination of a chair for this drafting team. in my view, it's not wise that I, as ICANN staff person, should chair this, although I will wear the hat of an issue manager. And I think it would be wise if one of the members of this group would chair the upcoming meetings of the of the draft team. So my suggestion is that if you are interested, please send a note to the group, and then we'll discuss it as a first item on the next call. Say for the time being, I'll chair this introductory meeting, and then at the next meeting or before, we can you can nominate a chair, and that person will chair the working group itself, and I'll we as staff will assist them. So that's one. Hopefully you can agree on that. If there are any questions, please do not hesitate to raise your hand in the Adobe room. But is that okay with everybody? Say the chair nominations. Okay, thank you. So after the call, we will send you an invite. I say also for those who are not participating at this call, to put their name forward as chair to be nominated by the working group or drafting team. Okay, Kim, can you change the slides to the working group, working method? So just before this call, I send out some slides on the proposed working method. Again, this is just as a basic, so everybody is aware of, agrees on how to proceed over the next couple of weeks up till Copenhagen. I'll run you through it. So first of all, this is part of the overall effort on the issue report for the policy development process. So that started sometime. And the core of the issues report is identify the issues to be addressed through the policy development process, the working method, I just alluded to it, either use a task force or another method, and as discussed in Hyderabad, there is a clear, could you go on mute, please? Thank you. Thank you very much. There seems to be a clear consensus towards working at least with two working groups, either under one or two PDPs, and that's to be determined. Currently, my thinking, so that's for your information, and that was clear in, as I presented in Hyderabad as well. As issue manager, I'm tempted to propose one PDP for various reasons, but that's to be in the course of time, I'll inform you and the broader community about that. A fourth element that needs to be included is the opinion of ICANN's General Counsel, and first of all, to state whether or not it's in scope of the CHMO PDP, so in scope of NXC, and then whether a policy development process is warranted, so the output has lasting value. Again, that needs to be included, and that will be done closer to the Copenhagen meeting, and to inform the council, general council, properly. The issues need to be clearly defined, and then the fourth element that needs to be included, which is quite relevant, is a proposed timeline together with say, the milestone. So, going back to the role of the drafting team in the broader picture. As I said in the introduction and the welcome today, in my capacity as issue manager, I advised the council to set up a drafting team to draft the charter for Working Group 1 and 2, and in particular focus on refining the scope and the description of the issues that need to be addressed through the PDP, so the issues and scope of these issues with respect to the review mechanism and with respect to the retirement of CCTLDs. And secondly, include, and again, this is probably you as a community need to decide, need to propose to the other members how you want to proceed, so the working methods of the working group. So, and then there is additional, say, like call for volunteers, role chair, etc., that needs to be included in the draft charter, but we'll get to it once we get there. Say, the result of the drafting team, so the proposed charters, will be included in the issue report, so will not go directly to the council as usual, but will be included in the issue report and then go to council, CCNSO council, and to the broader community first for discussion and then for adoption and to initiate the policy development process. So it's part of the terms of reference, I would say, of the policy development process. So drilling down a little bit more on the drafting team working methods, and say, and this is just a proposal, so please, if you have other views, other understandings, etc., please interrupt me or put up your hand. Say, what I think is, based on the experience to date with working groups, etc., would be a good working method for the drafting teams is, first of all, what, say, the scope, I just alluded to it, but then secondly, that, say, the working group starts on the basis of a document, and I've sent around a first document, say, the identification of issues around the review mechanisms. So I've been working on the retirement document, and so, as I said, hopefully by the end of this week, I'll be able to send it to you. Then basically that you, as working group members, comment on these documents, either on the call itself or preferably by email so it can be included in the next iteration of the issue document. And in this way, hopefully we'll be able to identify and describe the issues in relatively quickly. The issue identification papers will then be included in the basic draft charter as scope and issues to be addressed by the working groups. So that's how to progress with respect to the issue papers and working, say, with respect to the working methods or proposed working methods for the future working groups. I'll include them as a straw man in the draft charters. I will send them around as well, and there will be no difference in the two. Say, they will be a reasonably high level, and say the working groups will evolve. So again, that's the experience. Will develop their own working methods. So, in that sense, it's a bit of a trade-off between being too prescriptive and detailed and being not too high level that anything goes works. Again, a good, I think, a very good method that has evolved over time is that this working group or the drafting team will adopt the basic documents only after two readings. So this would allow you to skip a meeting and not be surprised by any decision making. And second and finally, it's I think the working group and that's my role as issue manager again. The end results of the drafting team, so the issue report itself will be presented to the broader community in Copenhagen, and then presented to the CCNSO Council for decision making. Any questions? So moving forward, a little bit more around the logistics, etc. What I will propose is, and we'll discuss it at the end of this call again, say around next call, a call every 2 minutes, 1 hour, maybe 90 minutes, but preferably shorter than longer, on a rotational basis. You can already see in the notes section two proposed methods, either three, say, on a rotation of three times or two times. Excuse me. I'll provide you the initial Strawman document, and this is based on the presentation from Hyderabad. You'll be requested to provide comments online 1 week after the document's been sent around. I'll include these comments in a red line version, and these red line versions, both in PDF and Word, will be circulated to the group 3 business days before the next meeting, so you have time to digest. That's more or less, and I think we should be, we do not need too many calls to close this off. Any questions? Or background? So that's the bit around the working method. Any questions, comments? I don't see any. So hopefully my next question, and this is more for the record, do you agree with these, this working method and this way forward for the working group or for the drafting team? And this is more for the record, so at least we got some basic guidance for our work. Okay, thank you. Then Kim, can you go to the Hyderabad presentation? Okay, now I'll run you through basically. I've sent this around yesterday. We'll have seen this in Hyderabad. I just want to, I will not go over the full presentation. You can look at it at your leisure. Let me go to the review mechanism again, and this is what you could see in the requirements of the working group as well. There is some background material. I hope you've seen this. If you look at it, say, the document I sent you, there is more detail to the high-level issue list I presented, Becky and I presented at the time in Hyderabad. I don't want to go into details of this. Say we spent quite some time on this. I think I've included them in the document I've sent to you. If you say, I would appreciate if you could start commenting on the document, say, over the next couple of weeks, and say in the next call, I'll put it up for real discussion. With respect to the retirement, again, I'm working on the retirement document, following the same structure as the presentation Hyderabad. Some more details to it, and what you will see, and this is something that may surprise you when you will see the document. Say, in preparing this work, and this is something for that may come out of this working group, maybe it's a wild idea, but one of the issues in around the retirement of CCTLDs is the use of the ISO 3166 list as such. And if you would look at the RFC 1591 and also in other documentation, what is precisely meant by the use of ISO 3166 is not very clearly described, let me put it this way. So I could imagine, but this is just imagination, and it should not be part of the policy development process, that at one point this use of RFC 1591 and the way it's described, or the use of ISO 3166 and the way it's described in RFC 1591 should be or could be clarified. And maybe that's more a spin-off of the work of the drafting team and issues and identifying issues than anything else. I'll include some suggestions around it in the Strawman document. If you think it's not worth pursuing, please smack me on the head, although that will be difficult, or at least on my fingers, that I overstepped the boundary. But there are, if you look at it more closely, especially with all the different definitions and the different categories under ISO 3166, there may be need for clarification of what is really meant in RFC 1591. And based on that, and that's why put it this way, it is of consequence to the retirement as well at one point. Enough being said about the presentation from the Hyderabad meeting, etc. The background document, I do not want to touch upon that one yet. I did not have the time to read it, so I'll leave it to you to read it over the next week and send me the initial comments on the one and to the list, particularly to the list on the issues document pertaining to the review mechanism and what should be included and what shouldn't. So I leave it at that with respect to the item number four. Then let's move over, because it's turning into a monologue, to any other business. I think I told you anything as a kickoff for the work of the drafting team. Any questions from your end? Any remarks? Nigel, please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
An unexpected location.
We can hear you, Nigel. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I will send a note to the group, but I will volunteer to share this. Just a note.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments, questions, remarks? At this stage, before we go into the next call and next meeting. Nigel, your hand is still up, so unless you have another question? No? Okay, thank you. So moving to, the logistical administrative side of the meeting, the next calls. What I propose is, as I alluded to already, is to have a call every 2 weeks. And that, say, first of all, do you agree that we do? So to keep the momentum going, this as a kickoff, and then everybody agrees with 2 weeks. It looks like no objections. Then we go into, and that's important for this very diverse, say, geographically diverse group, the rotational basis. Based on the feedback already from the, in the chat, it looks like, a rotational basis from, doing a call on noon UTC and on 2000 hours UTC would work best. I think, as some of you haven't, this will share the burden, I think because this is quite relevant, we will circulate, unless there is strong objections already at this stage. And I know it's, especially for, Kim and Ayala, it might be a difficult, especially the noon UTC call. But as I said, no decisions and anything else in one. So that should work, and hopefully we can do a lot. Just to be on the same side, as a proposal for the on the list, and unless it is really good, is we will in the basis of history time, and so for the next call will be in 2 weeks, and at least at 2000 or 2100 UTC. Any questions, comments on the proposed timing, etc.? Barbara, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I just have a question. Would it be possible to have the next call a little bit earlier, because I'll be offline from 23rd of January till 12th of February, and that if we keep the strictly 2 weeks, then I'll miss two meetings, which would be very unfortunate. And if we do it till the end of next week. I would appreciate if that's not a problem for a group.
So that would mean, so you would prefer to do it around the 20th?
Yes, if possible for others, because I'm living on 23rd and I'll be very randomly and rarely online.
Until? Barbara, I couldn't hear until when.
Until the 12th of February.
So effectively that would mean you would miss two calls.
I will miss one. Yeah, I will miss one for sure, but I wouldn't like to miss two.
Yeah, no, but that's the reason why we said, as you could already see, I think it's going to be very difficult to accommodate. We'll see what we can do, but I'm inclined to say let's stick to the 2 weeks, see what time. Say there is no decision taken without going over it in at least two meetings. So there should be no surprises, and we will circulate all the materials and the recordings on the community wiki. So in that sense, you will not miss out on what we've done.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah. So, Peter.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me, Bart?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Bart, I think for us to proceed in a very efficient way, I would like to ask whether it's possible 1 week in advance of a new conf call that you can very, very briefly sum up what type of documents that should absolutely be read and understood by the group, so that for everybody it is clear these are the documents that we are going to address during the upcoming call.
Yep.
And for these kind of documents, I expect from everybody from the work, from the drafting team, that they know what the content is and that they have digested it and that they are ready to provide for comments, so that we don't end up in somebody taking notice of a document just after the call and within a couple of days after the call comes up with a lot of comments that we need to re-look into during the next conf calls. If that would be the case, we would lose both speed and efficiency.
Thank you, Peter. No problem at all. And to make your life easier, say for the upcoming meetings, it's going to be the two issue documents. Life is very easy.
Okay.
And the other one will be the charter itself. The rest is all background material. I've just sent it to you on the base say for this call, so you have some idea of the direction of travel. The focus of this drafting team is on identifying and scoping the issues. So that's fairly easy. For your own convenience, and again, this was included in the call for volunteers. Again, it was included in the Hyderabad presentation. As background material, there is a lot. And that I leave it up to you. Say we're all grown-ups. I leave it up to yourself whether you really want to digest everything that's in it or not.
Okay, that's clear. Thanks, Bart.
Yeah. Any other questions? Remarks? None? So if none, then I'll give you back half an hour and then we really can start work. I hope we can keep up the efficiency of the meeting this way. Thank you very much for attending this first call and hope to talk to you all in 2 weeks from now. Bye all.